Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it is time for Amy's Kids Show. Yes, it is time for a live episode of Amy's Kids Show, and I am here in the studio, the radio studio. I am right here in Warren, Vermont. But guess what? I was not here in Vermont just a couple of days ago. Oh no, I have been on a trip. I got to fly in an airplane. Anybody out there ever flown in an airplane before? Wow. Well, if you have ever flown in an airplane before, then maybe you know what I mean. How amazing it is. It's so amazing that in just a couple of hours, I can take my body up into the sky and literally go hundreds of miles across states. I went over many, many states and then come back down to the ground and arrive at my destination. And you know, it's sort of like magic, and I couldn't help but think of it that way when I went on this trip the other day. Because here in Vermont, sometimes it's easy to forget how many people there are in the world. Because up here in Vermont, we have lots of room, like forests and fields and trees and animals and mountains that get in the way. And so we don't have as many people as there are in other places. And when I went on my trip, well, I had to take a plane to New York, New York, and then catch another plane from there. And boy, I'll tell you, flying into these airports and over these cities, it really makes me realize how amazing human beings are. We are so amazing. I mean, what makes all these people get up every day and do their jobs, right? There are so many jobs involved with making my trip on my airplane happen, right? Somebody has to fly the plane, of course, but somebody also has to build the plane. People have to direct the plane and keep track of the traffic. People have to move the luggage. People have to check my ticket. People, oh my goodness, make my food so I can eat something and have a snack and something to drink on the way. Everybody's so busy. So I've been so busy collecting interesting airplane information. We are going to travel back in time to the first people who invented our modern airplanes, the Wright brothers. We're going to learn about how airplanes fly and all kinds of things, plus, of course, do some dancing. Thanks for joining me.
Control tower to little airplane, do you read me?
Yes, sir.
Prepare for takeoff.
Roger.
I'm a little airplane, yes, I am. I have a propeller and two big wings. I hurry down the runway and lift my nose. Then up, 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 and away I go!
Control tower to little airplane, do you read me?
Yes, sir.
Prepare to fly around the town.
Roger.
I'm a little airplane, yes, I am, flying all around the town. I fly up and I fly down. I fly in circles round and round.
Control tower to little airplane, do you read me?
Yes, sir.
Time to come back to the airport and land.
Okay. Roger.
Oh, I'm a little airplane. Yes, I am. This is how I always land. I stick out my wheels, fly low and slow down. Then bump, 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 I'm back on the ground.
Nice job, little airplane.
Gee, thanks.
Do you see all the wonderful wonderful things up in the sky? Look at all the things high up in the sky. Some are there to stay, others passing by. Some go away, some always stay. Such are the things in the sky. Sun with all its light comes out every day. Moon comes out at night when the day goes away. Such are the things in the sky. Birds and butterflies fly up and around. Clouds go floating by with never a sound. Stay. Such are the things in the sky. Sometimes the clouds go dark and rain down on us. When it's very cold, snowfall makes a slush. Some go away, some always stay. Such are the things in the sky.
Next time you try to spot all the things in the sky.
We'll go walking outside. Maybe we'll touch the sky. Looking at everything just like it's the first time. Eyes and minds open wide. Petals on a flower, leaves open, trying to catch a little rain. Hello, little ant, how are you today? We'll let you get on your way. Busy bee, hope you're feeling free. Thank you for helping the plants grow. Just like you and me, seeing what we see, learning the things that we don't know.
a ball up in the air, it goes up and down. Throw a sock up in the air, it goes up and down. Look around and see. Up, down. Things go up, then things come down. Up in the air, then down to the ground. Toss a monster in the air, it goes up and down. Fling a dragon in. Down. Look around and see. Up. Down. Up. Down.
I know, Squeaks, but don't worry. We'll have time for both. Oh, hey, Squeaks and I are planning a trip to the Robot Hall of Fame in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Oh, okay. I guess we'll see C-3PO first, and I can visit Tom Servo later. Ooh, and we'll get to take an airplane ride to get there. I love going on planes. Plane rides are so cool. Oh, it's okay to be nervous. Squeaks has never been on a plane before, but that's okay. I'll be with you the whole time. Hey, do you think if I told you what to expect, that would make it less scary? First, we're going to go to the airport. It can be a little busy in the airport. It's full of lots of people, all in a hurry to get where they're going. We might have to wait in a line a few times, and it can be hard to wait, but it's easier if you bring something to do, like a book or a game. Next, we're going to find a place called a gate. It's not a gate like the one on a fence. It's an area of the airport. Everyone getting on our flight to Pittsburgh will meet up at the same gate together. We'll wait there and listen for an announcement that it's time to board the plane. And that's when we'll get on. Ooh, yes, there will definitely be bathrooms on the plane. So we'll sit down and then buckle up. The flight attendants will make some announcements that will help us stay safe on the trip. And then it's time for takeoff. You'll feel the plane going faster and faster as it drives down the runway. It can get up to nearly 300 kilometers per hour. That's almost as fast as a race car. And then the plane lifts off into the air. The takeoff will sound pretty loud, and it can feel a little bumpy. That's totally normal. And once the plane is above the clouds, everything should feel pretty smooth. Oh, well, you're right. It won't feel quite like being on the ground. Let's see. What can we expect? It's going to be loud. Takeoff is about as loud as a jackhammer. And even after takeoff, the inside of the plane will be about as loud as a blender or a car wash. Our ears will get used to it, but it will definitely sound different. And as we get higher and higher up, the air pressure gets lower. The air around you isn't just empty space. It has weight, and it pushes down. We call that push air pressure. The plane will get so high up that there will be less air pressure to push on us. And the place we notice that most is our ears. And as the plane gets higher, your ears might start to feel funny. You'll feel some pressure, and if you move your jaw around, it kind of feels like it goes pop. So our ears might need a little help to adjust to the change in air pressure. You can chew gum or suck on candy if your grown-up says it's okay. And you can yawn, or you could swallow, and a drink of water might help with that. Oh, that's true. Your plane might also go through something called turbulence, which makes the ride a bit bumpy. Even though it feels like the plane is going over a bump, like in the car, it's actually just air. It just means the air around the plane is shifting and moving around, like the wind you feel when you're on the ground. It's okay. Turbulence is a normal part of flying. The pilot might even tell us when we're going to feel some bumps. Finally, when we're getting close to Pittsburgh, the plane will start getting ready to land. As we get lower, you might feel your ears pop again as the air pressure changes again. You might feel your tummy drop a bit as the plane gets lower. And then you'll feel the wheels hit the ground and the plane is driving down the runway again, which means it's almost time to start our amazing vacation. Oh, you're right, Sweeks. Let's get packing. We'll be off to the museum in no time. Thanks for joining us.
Today we're going to learn about the famous inventors and aviators, Orville and Wilbur Wright. Orville and Wilbur Wright, often called the Wright brothers, are best known as the first inventors to successfully create and fly an aircraft that was heavier than air, forever changing travel, trade, and warfare worldwide. Wilbur Wright, the older brother, was born on April 16, 1867, near Millville, Indiana. Orville Wright, the younger brother, was born on August 19, 1871, in Dayton, Ohio. They were two of seven children born to Milton Wright, a clergyman. The brothers grew up in Indiana and Ohio, moving several times during their childhood. Their father traveled often, and in 1878 he returned home from a trip with a toy helicopter for his sons. It was powered by a rubber band that twirled its rotor, and the boys played with it until it broke. Then they built their own helicopter. Years later, the Wright brothers would say that this toy sparked their interest in flight. Although both brothers attended high school, neither one graduated. In 1889, Orville built his own printing press and launched a newspaper with his brother Wilbur's help. The newspaper was not entirely successful, and in 1892, the brothers opened a shop selling and repairing bicycles. A few years later, in 1896, they even began building their own bicycles. Meanwhile, people all over the world were experimenting with flying machines. German aviator Otto Lilienthal made many successful flights using gliders, the first person ever to do so. He died when his glider crashed in 1896. That same year, American Samuel Langley succeeded in making short flights with an unmanned aircraft powered by a small steam engine. These two events inspired the Wright brothers, and they began seriously researching flying machines in 1899. They thought Otto Lilienthal had had the right idea with his gliders, but his crash proved to them that a better way of steering them was needed. They carefully watched birds in flight and noticed the way they tilted their wings to change direction in the air. Wilbur built a huge kite to test out the brothers' idea that warping or twisting its wings would allow them to steer, and it was successful. In 1900, Orville and Wilbur went to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, to begin experimenting with gliders. They chose Kitty Hawk because it had strong, steady winds, as well as sandy beaches for softer landings. Many early tests of the glider were made while it was tethered by ropes like a kite, and with no one aboard. The glider did not perform as well as they had hoped it would, and the brothers returned home to Dayton, Ohio, to try again. In 1901, they returned to Kitty Hawk with a modified glider design and made dozens of flights with it. Although it traveled 400 feet, or 122 meters on its longest flight, the glider was still not performing the way the Wright brothers had calculated it would. When they returned to Ohio, they built a wind tunnel and tested dozens of different wings to see which ones would lift the best. This hard work paid off. The glider they tested in 1902 performed much better than earlier models. They also added a movable rudder, which dramatically improved their ability to steer and control their glider. After hundreds of successful glides, they were sure they were ready to build a powered aircraft. In 1903, they built an aircraft they called the Wright Flyer, complete with propellers and a gasoline engine. On December 17, 1903, Orville Wright piloted the Wright Flyer for the first historic flight. They had done it. Although the flight lasted only 12 seconds, traveling 120 feet or 37 meters, and lifted the plane only 10 feet or 3 meters off the ground, it was the first time in history that anyone had successfully piloted a heavier-than-air vehicle under its own power. The Wright brothers continued to improve their airplane, but despite their success, they had difficulty persuading people they had invented anything worthwhile. Most people just didn't believe it. In 1908, they began to make public demonstrations of their airplanes both in Washington, D.C. and in France, and the Wright brothers immediately became world famous. They began to build and sell airplanes, creating a business called the Wright Company. They sold airplanes to the U.S. Army, created a flying school, and even made the first air cargo delivery in history. Today, Orville and Wilbur Wright are remembered as pioneers of aviation and the inventors who made air travel possible. I hope you enjoyed learning about the Wright brothers today. Goodbye till next time.
Planes out there, like this one. This plane is a business plane, and it's a passenger plane. And there's also leisure planes. They look pretty similar. There are agriculture planes. Whoa! There's also cargo planes. Whoa! They can hold a lot of cargo. Hey, yeah, seaplanes. Whoa! Seaplanes can land on land.
Ooh!
And military planes? Whoa! Oh, there are so many types of planes out there. I love planes!
Keeps your daddy up there so high.
shy little girl pinched her toe in the sand and said, my daddy works at the place where they land. So you tell your mama, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My dad'll bring your daddy back home again. So don't be afraid if it gets dark and rains, 'cause my dad'll bring your daddy back home again. My daddy rides that ship in the sky. My daddy rides that ship in the sky. Mama's not afraid, neither am I. My daddy rides that ship in the sky.
Sweeks and I were just packing for our trip. We're going to a museum together. It's going to be Squeaks' first time ever on an airplane, but he's a little nervous. You remember what to expect, buddy? We'll put our things away, buckle our seatbelts, and then we'll take off. Oh, you're right. The airplane isn't going to flap its wings like a bird, but the airplane does need its wings to fly. Well, when an airplane is ready to take off, the pilot turns on the engines. The engines push the airplane forward along the ground on little wheels, going faster and faster and faster. The push, or force, from the engines is called thrust. Thrust is what will help to move the airplane forward on the ground and eventually into the air. The thrust force is also going to be really important for creating another special push or force that will push the plane up into the air. You see, the wings do something amazing as they move through the air. Air doesn't seem like very much to us. We can't see it, and most of the time, we don't really feel it. But air can push on things. It pushes down on us all the time. That's called air pressure. But air pressure doesn't only push down. The shape of an airplane wing can make air push it up instead. Here, let's check out a picture of an airplane to help show you. Here are the wings. And these big round things are the engines. You can see the wheels that the plane uses on the ground, too. But let's look at the wings of this airplane. What do you notice about their shape? Oh yes, great observation. This airplane's wings are kind of flat on the underside, but the top is a little bit rounded and curved. Because of an airplane wing's unique shape, air moves differently above and below it as the airplane moves forward from thrust. The air has to move from the front of the wing to the back as the airplane moves forward. But in order to get over the rounded top edge of the wings, the air has to move faster than it does to go underneath the flat bottom of the wing. Because the air underneath the wing isn't having to go as fast, it is able to put more of a push on the wings than the air above the wing. This pressure pushes on the airplane wings, and it pushes more up from the bottom, making the plane go... You're right! Up! The push from the slower air under the wings is another force called lift. Lift does exactly what it sounds like. It lifts the airplane wings up into the air, bringing the whole airplane up, up, up! The air airplane won't be lifted up forever, Squeaks. Pilots control how high up the airplane is lifted and whether it turns left, right, or back down toward the ground, using the engines and special panels on the wings and tail of the airplane. Those panels can change the way air moves around the wings, so they change the way it pushes on them too. Depending on where you sit in the airplane, you might even be able to see some of these special wing panels move as we take off and fly. I'm so glad that you're excited to watch the airplane work, Squeaks. And I'm glad that this is making you feel better about your first airplane ride. You know, sometimes just understanding something can make it a lot less scary. So now that you know how the shape of the wings and the thrust from the engines help an airplane to take off and fly, this trip isn't going to be just about traveling. It's now a great way to observe science and engineering in action. What would you...
The letter A. A is for airplane.
Airplanes in the sky, oh, they fly so high. They come in many shapes and any size. They fly overseas and over cities. Just like a bird, they glide with two wings.
Airplanes fly with propellers and an engine. Passengers get help from flight attendants. Yeah.
I see your family at an airport holding hands, pointing at an airplane, watching as it lands.
Ooh, it's so cool. Become a pilot, you can fly a plane too. Are you ready for a ride? Wheels up, let's fly, come on.
Hey,
it's for airplanes. They fly us to distant lands.
Hey,
it's for airplanes. It's a blast, they fly really fast.
A is for airplanes.
Ahoy! Let's think. Today we answer the question, how do planes fly? Look up at the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a... Wait a minute. It's a plane. For an object that can weigh up to 500 tons, how can a giant piece of metal fly and stay up in the sky? For a plane to stay in flight, it needs four forces to work together. Thrust, lift, weight, or gravity, and drag. Thrust is what keeps the plane moving forward. Depending on the plane, there are different methods to produce thrust. A jet will use its jet engine, while other planes, such as a crop duster, will use a propeller. Lift is what keeps the plane up, and is one of the reasons why a plane has wings shaped the way they are. Many planes' wings are curved at the top and smoother at the bottom. This allows the air passing over the wing to move faster, which decreases the air pressure. Since the air pressure above the wing is lower than the air pressure below the wing, it causes the plane to lift. Drag is the force that slows the plane down. You've probably experienced drag when you had to walk against a strong wind or have gone skiing down a hill. For a plane to stay in flight, it must have stronger lift than drag. Similar to how the wings help with increasing lift, the shape of the wings will also help with decreasing drag. Weight is caused by gravity and is what forces the plane down. The plane is designed the way it is to distribute the weight evenly throughout, rather than concentrated in specific areas. When all four forces are working together, this causes the plane to fly. Lift and weight work together to move the plane up and down, while thrust and drag work together to speed and slow the plane down. Lastly, you should always have a pilot. Just like a captain steers a ship, the pilot steers the plane to its final destination. So that answers how do planes fly. That took some thinking.
My grandpa was a pilot, my dad was a pilot, and I want to be a pilot too. Flying in the great big sky, I want to fly the great big blue. My grandpa was a pilot, my dad was a pilot, and I want to be a pilot too. Flying in the great big sky, I wanna be just like you. I'll sit up front and hold the steering wheel, pull the throttle back to get a good feel of the airplane going way up high. The house is below, so small in the sky. My grandpa was a pilot, my dad was a pilot, and I wanna
be a pilot too. Flying in the great big sky, I wanna fly the great big blue. My grandpa was a pilot, my dad was a pilot, and I wanna be a pilot too. Flying in the great big sky, I wanna be just like you. I'll fly through clouds and touch the sun, tilt the wings right and left to have some fun. And when I stop, I'll use my landing gear. When I touch the ground, they all will cheer. My grandpa was a pilot, my dad was a pilot, and I wanna be a pilot too. Flying in the great big sky, I wanna fly the great big blue. My grandpa was a pilot, my dad was a pilot, and I wanna be a pilot too. Flying in the great big sky, I wanna be just like you. Call me Captain, that's my name. A bird in the sky will be the same. My grandpa was a pilot, my dad was a pilot, and I wanna be a pilot too. Flying in the great big sky, I wanna fly the great big blue. My grandpa was a pilot, my dad was a pilot, and I wanna be a pilot too. Flying in the great big sky, I wanna be just like you. I wanna be just like you. I wanna be just like you, Dad.
Gotta fly, butterfly, fly. Flip, flop, fly, butterfly. Don't you get caught. Do what your mama and your daddy taught. Flutter by, butterfly, fly high. I'm a tough customer, right?
You said it!
Do you remember what happened to the last guy I hit?
No, what?
Well, I forgot. Maybe I wouldn't hurt a flea or a fly or a beetle or a bumblebee. Deep down, I'm a sensitive guy, but I really do want this poor butterfly. You would look so good in my collection. Better not fly in my direction. You gotta fly, butterfly, fly. Flip, flop, fly, butterfly. Stay away from me. Up in the big blue sky is where you wanna be. Flutter by, butterfly, fly high. Used to be such a square cat, a pillar, munching on a leaf, not a second look I'd give ya. But you ain't no larva now. How did you get to look this way anyhow?
Metamorphosis!
What?
Metamorphosis!
Sue Ellen, tell me what they're talking about. Fly, flip-flop, fly, butterfly. Don't you get caught. Do what your mama and your daddy taught. Flutter by, butterfly, fly high.
Fly high.
Flap those wings. Come to Papa. I think I got you. Hey, I caught a butterfly.
Hey, he let it go.
Yeah? Well, you gonna do something about it?
One, two, three.
You gotta fly, butterfly, fly. Flip, flop, fly, butterfly. Stay away from me. Up in the big blue sky is where you wanna be. Flutter by, butterfly, butterfly, flutter by.
I was walking along, I felt kind of light, light in a mysterious way. So I started to skip, then I started to run, then I started to float away. I spread my arms, I held my breath, my feet dangled out behind me. Down the street and over my school and away where no one could find me. I floated away, flying, flying high above all that I'd known. I floated away, flying, flying far, far away from my home.
In danger.
I flew up into the treetops, where I dined with the monkeys on dinosaur meat. I sang with the birds as we flew to the mountains and whirled round the peaks covered in snow. Then we dove through the clouds and down to the valley, where the farmers thought I was a flying scarecrow. Birds went home. I was left all alone in the sky. I began to miss my friends and family. I wiped a tear from my eye. Then I heard my name coming over the wind, and I saw a huge hot air balloon. It was Mom and Dad, they gathered me up, and together we sailed to the moon. We floated away, flying, flying high above all that we'd known. We floated away, flying, flying far, far away from our home. Far away from our home, and now we are back safe at home.
Every life must have its sorrows and its pain, yes it will. Where there's sunlight, there are shadows and sometimes rain. When you're down and can't get up, lay both hands on a loving cup. Make each teardrop like a diamond, just look up.
Just look up. When storm clouds block the sun,
just look up.
Just look up. When there's nowhere left to run,
nowhere to run.
Remember how the trees must bend and the mighty rivers wind. There's a rainbow waiting for you. Just look up.
Just look up. For each promise of forever, there'll be time. Yes, do will. When you quarrel till you swear you've had your fill. Keep your heart right on your sleeve. Stand your ground when you wanna leave. There's a love that lasts forever. Just look up.
Just look up. When storm clouds block the sun,
just look up.
Just look up. When there's nowhere left to run,
got nowhere to run.
Remember how trees must bend, ooh, and the mighty rivers wind.
Oh, yeah.
There's a rainbow waiting for you. Just look up.
Just look up. When you've lost that light that guides you
from despair, and the memories of dear ones fade with earthly cares. Know the spirit's burning bright throughout all your darkest nights. Make your life their testimony. Just look up.
Just look up when storm clouds block the sun.
Just look up.
Just look up when there's nowhere left to run.
You got nowhere to run.
Remember how the trees must bend and the mighty rivers wind.
Oh, yeah.
There's a rainbow waiting for you. Just look up.
Just look up.
Well, folks, we have come to the end of Amy's Kids Show today, and we have been looking up, haven't we? We've been looking up in the sky and seeing what we can see. Did anybody see any airplanes going by up there? Has anybody out there been on an airplane before? Well, today we were celebrating airplanes and how they work and how they fly and who helped invent them. Right? The Wright brothers helped to invent airplanes. And I just love to think about those two guys, those brothers, right? Hanging out and playing with their airplane figurines, right? They had like actually a wind tunnel and these little models of the airplanes that they practiced with. And then they actually built big gliders and brought them out into the field and were the first people to lift off the surface of the planet in something heavier than air. Wow, what an amazing thing. That must have felt so incredible and a little bit scary too, right? Because they were still figuring out how to land, you know, and all of that stuff. But they did it. They did it, and they did it just for a short couple of seconds, but they knew that that was an amazing thing. But do you think the people around them understood immediately how incredible this was? Well, no, of course not. That's not usually how it happens, right? Usually, when people discover something amazing and brilliant, it takes other people a while to kind of catch on to how amazing and brilliant this new thing is. And that's why we humans, we've got to hang out with each other, right? We've got to spend more time together sharing our ideas, because that's how we come up with all of this amazing creativity, by sharing with each other and bouncing ideas off of each other. It's literally called that, bouncing ideas off of each other. Oh my goodness, well, I'm going to be looking for ideas bouncing off of me for the next week. What are you going to be doing, huh? Are you going to be looking up in the sky? Are you going to be looking around you? Are you going to be learning to fly? Well, who knows, right? This is a big, amazing world with lots of people, as I discovered when I left Vermont and saw how many people there are out there. Oh, wow. There are so many humans doing so many amazing things to help each other, right? It's not just one person that makes an airplane fly, or two people, or three people. It's a whole huge, humongous bunch of people. So what are you going to cooperate with this week? What are you going to help do out there? Well, you're going to think of something, I'm sure, because remember, you are the greatest. Thanks for joining me.
We'll go walking outside. Maybe we'll touch the sky. Looking at everything just like it's the first time. eyes and minds open wide.
Oh, and I forgot to let folks know that if you are looking for previous episodes of Amy's Kids Show, you can now find them on a newly named website called amyvt.com. So kids out there, get a grown-up to get online and help you find some Amy's Kids Shows if you're ever wanting to hear them and I'm not live on the radio at that moment. A grown-up can help you find this website, and on there you can find Amy's Kids Show's previous episodes. It's called Amy, A-M-Y, V-T, like Vermont, .com, amyvt.com. Thanks for joining me.
Busy bee, hope you're feeling free.
Control tower to little airplane, do you read me?
Yes, sir.
Prepare for takeoff.
Roger.
I'm a little airplane, yes, I am. I have a propeller and two big wings. I hurry down the runway and lift my nose. Then up, 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 and away.
Tower to little airplane, do you read me?
Yes, sir.
Prepare to fly around the town.
Roger.
I'm a little airplane, yes, I am. Flying all around the town. I fly up and I fly down. I fly in circles round and round.
Control tower to little airplane, do you read me?
Yes, sir.
Time to come back to the airport and land.
Okay. Roger.
Oh, I'm a little airplane. Yes, I am. This is how I always land. I stick out my wheels, fly low and slow down. Then bump, 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 I'm back on the ground.
Little airplane.
Gee, thanks.
If you are looking for previous episodes of Amy's Kids Show, you can now find them on a newly named website called amyvt.com. So kids out there, get a grown-up to get online and help you find some Amy's Kids Shows if you're ever wanting to hear them and I'm not live on the radio at that moment. A grown-up can help you find this website, and on there you can find Amy's Kids Show's previous episodes. It's called Amy, A-M-Y, V-T, like Vermont, .com, amyvt.com. Thanks for joining me.